Ben Davis, Kelly Kay Show. I feel like just about every election year, it gets earlier and earlier. You start seeing candidates announce their run for the presidency. This year being no exception. Already, we're seeing people and things toss their hat into the ring. And you may be like, well, things? What does that mean? So, on Twitter, Pop-Tarts said, hello, I'm considering a presidential run in 2020. Please retweet if you would support this endeavor for me.
I support it. I support it. But hey, did they name like a specific flavor?
They did not. A lot of the comments on it say, only if you admit that you're glorified ravioli.
Oh, well. Sweet ravioli. They're Hostess, a completely different category.
Hostess Snacks tweeted them and said, if we're your VP, then yes.
Yes. Yes. So, all about that.
So, yeah, people started tossing out, what's the ticket? If it's a Pop-Tart, a lot of people were saying, well, maybe it's a toaster pastry. Go Pop-Tart toaster pastry. But I feel like toaster pastry is kind of the...
That's the definition of a Pop-Tart.
Well, no. The toaster pastry is that, like, generic...
Oh, sorry. No, get out of here with that. No. Yeah. Here's so the thing. I'm going to need Hot Fudge Sundae Pop-Tart specifically to be the representative, because we're going to need to zero in on one flavor if we're going to be getting behind this ticket. And then on the hostess end of it,
ding-dongs I need to stop you right there.
It's a hot fudge.
Because hot fudge sundae is not mass appeal.
Ding
That's
dong
not going to win ticket. The ticket.
Chocolate
that will not,
wins.
That will not win the ticket.
Mass appeal is blueberry.
Okay, stop.
What?
Pat, you need to write down your comments before you say them.
Raise your hand.
Listen.
You'll get called on.
Maybe. If it's anything other than brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tart, then there should be no ticket. Mass appeal.
No, it's not.
That appeals.
Nope.
It's cinnamon colored.
Yeah, nope.
That appeals to ethnics.
Nope.
That appeals to...
What?
Absolutely.
Well, then it's downright racist if you don't like Hot Fudge Sundae. Is that where we're
going?
I'm
just saying it's mass appeal.
No, it's not.
It's a mass appeal flavor. That would be the only acceptable flavor to run on the ticket, the Pop-Tart ticket.
Who doesn't love a Hot Fudge Sundae? Nobody on planet Earth.
I don't like the Hot Fudge Sundae Pop-Tart because it's artificially flavored. I'd rather have
and the cinnamon is not.
Oh, it's real cinnamon.
What's the matter with you? Oh my God. There's just, listen, the only correct answer is the Hot Fudge Sundae Pop-Tart Ding Dong ticket. That is who I'm voting for.
Okay.
Right there.
Listen,
chocolate all the way.
Nate texts in and says,
center of the Ding Dongs.
Nate texts in and says, Ben is right. #Hashtag brown cinnamon.
Get out of here with
absolutely.
That.
Which Pop-Tart's in 100%. Which Pop-Tart's in our vending machine?
That's irrelevant.
Andrea,
doesn't matter.
That's mass appeal right there for the whole office.
Andrea texts in and says, Ben, there is only one flavor Pop-Tart in the vending machine, and that's brown sugar cinnamon. Yep, see?
Yeah, no.
And that's the thing, because it's mass appeal.
Yeah.
That's the only way Pop-Tart would be able to win.
Sorry.
You got to think strategy. You got to take emotion out of it, and you have to think strategy. You have to think of a strategist.
I can't take emotion out of it. I have to put my whole heart and soul behind the candidate that I'm going to support.
If you want to lose the election, then sure, put your brown fudge or whatever your hot fudge sundae Pop-Tart on the ticket. If you want to lose the election.
I am going to go buy one and shove it in your pie hole so that you can at least experience and have an educational knowledge about that. You don't even know what they taste like.
I do.
You've never had one in your mouth
before. I have. And that's why I feel like I am experienced enough to have an opinion on that.
Have you ever had a hot fudge sundae and ding dong in your mouth at the same time? Yes, that's next level.
Another text message. I'm with Ben and Kat. Either the cinnamon brown sugar or the fruit flavors. Chocolate Pop-Tarts are not my president.
You're throwing out the
chocolate Pop-Tarts are not my president.
So
divisive. This is why we don't want to. This is typically why we don't like to skate on politics here.
I'm already angry.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm staying in my lane.
I like one tweet that says, I'm tired of presidents. It's about time we got a king. And then they at Burger King with that. And then Burger King comes back and says, you said it, not us. So Pop-Tarts had tweeted that they're considering a run for the presidency.
Yeah.
And so we're just sitting here thinking, well, it can't just be Pop-Tarts the brand. It's got to be an actual representative of flavor.
Yeah.
Another text that says, Kelly wins. Chocolate is mass appeal to women.
Yes.
Team PMS.
Oh, yes, it will get the women vote. Wow. Yes, it will.
Christopher rolls in with a Wildberry all the way. Hashtag Wildberry for president. Christopher, go home.
Sorry. That's too wild.
Christopher!
That is too wild. It's in the name. It's too wild.
Yes, it is too wild.
It's
again,
too radical.
Again, too radical.
Yeah.
It is the Ross Perot of the ticket. You're not going to roll in there and go, hey, vote for me.
Yeah, no.
I'm Wildberry.
Sorry, Wildberry. You got flair. You got sass, but I don't think you got enough.
You'll get
to
like,
win.
Like 0.6%. Of the vote.
I mean, if you're going to go the fruit lane, it's got to be Frosted Cherry. That's a traditional.
No. Hunter,
yeah, no, that's the only way to go in the fruit lane. Yeah.
Hunter texts in and says, Kelly's triggered. Get her a safe space.
Yeah,
hashtag team fruit Pop-Tarts. Okay, so here's the thing.
The people are my team.
Well, there are a lot of supporters of the fruit Pop-Tart. I would warn against that. I would warn against that because you're right. No. Think about this.
We need comfort.
Think about this.
Yeah. Security.
The fruit Pop-Tart, it has the facade of health, but...
The facade of health?
But really, is it healthy? No. So it is a mask. Beware of the fruit Pop-Tart ticket.
Because the cinnamon brown sugar is so much healthier.
No, I'm just saying, they may sell you on the, hey, we're healthy. We're a healthy ticket. All for health. And then all of a sudden they roll in there with all the sugar and everything. But brown sugar cinnamon, you get what you get.
Sure.
You understand.
But again, then you're completely discounting the hostess, vice president, on the ticket.
I'm not even on the VP yet.
You have to
figure out the actual running.
You gotta,
who's running first
you
before you
it.
Pull the entire ticket together.
No, you got to consider it. You do.
Kelly.
You have to consider
it. Listen, I can be a political analyst. I really could. There's no way that you could put together a ticket that would win on any sort of presidential run.
Because you
think too much with your heart.
All my money.
Rather than your head.
No. Elizabeth is checking in with the blueberry. She's on Team Cat. No, sir. I don't.
But she also says
not mass appeal enough.
Blueberries are good for the memory, she said.
That's great.
No, that's part of our party.
Shannon texts in and says, what's so wrong with being a lover of all flavors of Pop-Tarts? How about we have a Pop-Tart president that represents all the flavors? Shannon, get out. You can't do that.
That's too practical.
That means we have to create a whole new Pop-Tart.
That's you way can't
too
do that.
Too level-headed, too practical. We're going to need to pick a lane, a very specific lane.
Yeah.
I'm going to need Hot Fudge Sunday.
Chris texts in and says, Kelly's right, you know. Take your happy medicine, microwave two hot fudge sundae pop tarts for 14 seconds and enjoy.
Wait.
Microwave pop tarts?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay, so anyways.
It's a little bit quicker.
Pop tarts has announced. They are considering a run for the 2020 election.
Are they formed an exploratory committee to see if there's enough? I feel like, are we the exploratory committee?
Are you kidding me?
It's us. Forum.
Hot
Fudge Sunday Ding Dong Ticket.
The only acceptable is brown sugar cinnamon.
Sorry, it's not going to work.
Ben, go home.
So there you go. We will tweet that out. You can see it for yourself at Ben and Kelly Show.
And you can continue to debate it all day long.
You probably will.
And cause infighting at the office.
The only real hard-hitting discussions about politics can be found here on the Ben and Kelly Show.